high powered, and ready to do it for you, John Price with the John Price Law Firm. You can follow along at johnpricelawfirm.com. The man, the legend, here with us this morning. Hey, man.
Hello, and good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you. We were just setting it up here, okay? We were off the air, Jesse B., talking about certain things that may happen, which you think may be out of your control. Maybe they are in a legal sense. Just some things to think about as we get things ready for another season.
Well, you know, Jesse B. has this imagination that really can just make you think so theoretical and hypothetical and so forth. But she comes with some really good stuff. She started talking a while ago, and she wanted to know about the difference between, you know, when are you negligent if you're tree falls, is it an act of God? Is it something that you're negligent for? And what you got to do is look at, of course, the circumstances behind it. But, you know, if you got a tree in the yard, it's got a limb that you can see is definitely starting to rot and dying away and withering away, then we do have a duty to maintain our shrubbery, so to speak, not necessarily win yard of the month,
right,
but to prevent it from creating a dangerous condition. Because as a landowner or land under your control where you live, you know, you're going to be held responsible for dangerous conditions that develop your knowledge on the land. And in that situation, let's say that, you know, a rotten tree limb falls because it's rotten and it falls and lands on your neighbor's car next door in the driveway because it hangs over that direction, then generally speaking, that's going to be on you. However, from the act of God standpoint, let's say you've got the healthy oaks out there and pines or whatever, and all of a sudden the big Hurricane Hugo Jr. comes or something, you know, and starts uplifting trees and turning them over and what have you. And that's going to be the act of God, something that you're not really going to be held liable for, per se. You know, given, and I'm giving you two drastic examples there, or dramatic differences, so that you can see the illustrative differences. I'll give two illustrative examples. So that, you know, in a nutshell, that's what we're looking at. So you were talking about spring cleaning a while ago and get out doing the yard work. It's time to get out here and make sure that some of those old tree limbs that might have died off during the winter, you know, it's time to get them down.
Perhaps,
you know. And I say this to prevent accidents, not necessarily because if it falls on somebody called John Price Law Firm, because we don't want to wish any harm on anybody for have a case. But go right ahead, Box. You're going to say something, I can tell.
Well, I wanted to know, so looking at, like, last week, we had really, really high winds. They had advisories when you're driving over bridges and that kind of thing.
We did.
So is that the kind of case where it would be considered an act of God as well? If something, like, say your trash can blows out into the middle of the road and it causes an accident, it was because of the high winds, so are you still at fault for something like that?
The trash can blowing, like you set the trash out for the day or something and it blows?
Yeah.
You know, if you're, I think in those situations, boy, yes, my dog, you're just too imaginative.
Boy, we are that's stopping.
Or say, like, your patio furniture blows it, you know.
We're thinking theoretically here, yeah. You know, you're going to have a duty in those situations to secure loose objects when you're on notice of it coming. But, you know, what if the sudden windstorm? Nowadays, of course, we have such good weather services and everything, as we see here, Box giving the good weather report every morning. You can follow up with that. But you know, back in the olden days, if they were to come right along with no notice, you know, it's going to be hard to hold somebody responsible for. You know, foreseeability is the touchstone of liability. And so can you really foresee the instantaneous storm that all of a sudden blows loose furniture or a loose trash can? Now, one thing you were brought up here before that was like you said, what if someone's driving across the Cooper River Bridge and they have a loose bumper, you know, that they haven't tightened up lately, but we had those gusty winds like last
right.
week. And I said, and then the bumper blows off and hits another car and causes an accident, what have you. I think you got problems on that one. I think you could get some liability on that. I wouldn't be afraid to take that case as a lawyer against that person with the loose bumper, because we do have a duty to keep our cars under proper maintenance and roadworthy. So if you're riding around with that loose bumper, I mean, sure, who can, you know, it's, you don't foresee it blowing off anytime soon, but I think a reasonable person could foresee that the loose bumper is going to fall.
What was it again? Foreseeability is the
touchstone of liability.
See, I don't think that's the...
I like it.
It's the touchstone of negligence. Yeah, you can't hold somebody negligent for something that's unforeseeable, okay, generally speaking.
Sure.
That's what they call a hornbook law. And so I hope I've been of some assistance on this spring
cleaning. You have, but
that's very informative.
That's why we have you in, the fine, competent, gracious attorneys at the John Price Law Firm.
Thank you. And that's why we have such dedicated listeners, Boss. We're starting to dedicate a little bit, get a dedicated following here. We've got Bo Camp of the 628 Civil Engineering Squadron over at the Joint Base in Charleston. Every Wednesday on the way over here, I get a text from these guys. Are you on in 10 minutes? Are you on at 9:50? And it's not me, Box. They want to hear you. You know,
That's not true.
They want to They that want to detoxify and true. Boxify, you know.
Right.
So, you know, so we developed quite a fun. So good morning to those guys over there. We appreciate them listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Appreciate you being here. John Price, johnpricelawfirm.com. And what's that number?
Well, you can get us at 843-552-6011 or 1-800-TNT-HELP. That's 800-TNT-HELP.
1-800-TNT-HELP.
Help.
Thanks, John.
868-4357.